Testing 1-3. Testing Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological reevaluation report on Lisa Mulligan, M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N. Her address is 1920 L-U... L-U-W-I-N-G-E Street, Reading, that is Red Bluff, California, 96080. Her phone is 530-200-6, that is 4647, 530-200-4647. ID is XXX XXX9561. Date of birth is 11/7/1973. Her occupation is, she is occupation, married female, workman's comp, recent, and that is workman's comp and recent motor vehicle accident / injury, pharmacy's Walgreens, 530-528-0478. It's addressed to Dr. Larry Mazzulla, D period, C period, 30 Philadelphia. Drive, Suite A, Chico, California, 9573. 30 Philadelphia Drive, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-342-6441, parenthesis office, end parenthesis, 530-342-5441, in parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. There's a carbon copy to is a carbon copy to Dr. Clayton Reinhart, R-E-I-N-H-A-R-D-T, D-O, Reading Occupational Medical Center, 1710 Churn Creek Road, Reading, California. Office phone 530-646-4242. Dear physician colleagues, Lisa Mulligan returned today for neurological reevaluation. New paragraph, she reports that the Cymbalta medicine has been discontinued. Some paragraph, there's been increased symptoms of pain involving her tailbone, distal lumbosacral spine radiating to both lower extremities. New paragraph, she is currently taking Mirapex for nocturnal restlessness up to 0.75 milligrams daily, previously started several months ago, thinking that she had restless leg syndrome. Other medicines include hydrocodone, ibuprofen, tizanidine, more recently gabapentin, taking 300 in the morning, 600 in the afternoon, 900 milligrams at night, with some benefit. New paragraph, she currently complains of loss of sensation in her right big toe. She's concerned about where she proceeds now in her evaluation. The paragraph, as you may remember, she completed MR imaging of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Some paragraph, those studies showed some disc desiccation at C4-5, C5-6, and slightly at C3-4, with no spinal or neuroforaminal stenosis. However, there was straightening of the cervical lordosis, suggesting spasm and strain. New paragraph, MR imaging of the lumbar spine in regards to her motor vehicle accident of March 11, 2010 was entirely unremarkable. New paragraph, on the other hand, the MR imaging of the thoracic spine that was, I'm sorry, the lumbar spine was completed on April 19, 2010 at the request of Dr. Mazzulla, showed broad-based disc bulging without central spinal stenosis at L4-5, crowding of the nerve roots in the left lateral recess more than the right. Subparagraph, such a finding would be consistent with her clinical symptoms of distal hip aesthesia in an L4 distribution. Subparagraph, there was mild neuroforaminal narrowing at L5-S1 at that time. Subparagraph, in consideration of this, I would think that reevaluation MR imaging of the lumbar spine might be beneficial. New paragraph, I completed electrodiagnostic testing on November 27, 2012. The comprehensive study was done examining both the upper and lower extremities. Motor and sensory nerve conductions with central evoked F-wave responses and a bipolar needle EMG study on her cervical and thoracic spine as well as findings of distal denervation and left L4 distribution. and a right C6 distribution as well, with evidence of a distal serral mononeuropathy, possibly a tibial mononeuropathy due to conduction block. New paragraph. The most recent laboratory studies that I have in return from LabCorp show normal complete blood count, thyroid functions, ANA screen, and nutritional screen for B12 deficiency. New paragraph. She currently complains of difficulty with increasing symptoms in the lower extremities. Some paragraphs, some of this may be a consequence of discontinuation of the Celebrex medicine. New paragraph. Noting the constellation of medicines that she is utilizing for pain modification, I would have to be concerned at this time that she doesn't have clinical symptoms of hypothalamic central dysfunction, for which additional testing would be completed. Subparagraph, she complains of the development of sexual dysfunction of more than 2 months' duration as a consequence of these problems. Subparagraph, in consideration of this, I would suggest performing laboratory testing, including LH, FSH, total estrogen and progesterone values, and in addition, she should have screening laboratory studies, including biochemical thyroid values, morning cortisol and a 24-hour urine cortisol, because of her narcotic analgesic use, as well as a 4-hour glucose tolerance test with insulin studies to exclude hypothalamic hypoglycemia contributing to the persistence of her clinical symptoms as a consequence of her current medication side effects. New paragraph, I will see her for reevaluation. Hopefully she can get all these things completed under her workers' comp since she has no other insurance by her report. New paragraph, it would be my feeling at this time that her clinical course is complicated by the findings of her lumbar degenerative disease that would require further investigation, including possibly invasive pain management for pain modification, reevaluation imaging of her lumbar spine, additional and continued therapy to her neck and back, and the completion of more comprehensive laboratory testing to exclude hypothalamic dysfunction as a consequence of her current medical treatment regimen and the development of dyssomnia. New paragraph, she currently complains of the persistence of right shoulder pain since her accidents and injuries. Subparagraph, there have been no imaging studies of the shoulder, and it would be my feeling that MR imaging the shoulder should also be completed for purposes of evaluation and further treatment referral. And signed respectfully with my professional signature.